With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Corporation of Public Broadcasting will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the Senate. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The demise of the corporation known as CPB is a direct result of the president targeting it. Mr. Trump has called the CPB a monstrosity and has long said that public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer dollars to display an extreme liberal bias in its news programs. CPB says it's informed its employees that most staff positions will end with the fiscal year on September 30th. It said a small transition team will stay in place until January to finish any remaining work. Ken Lorman reporting.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the Israeli military is doing all it can to provide food to Gaza, even as it comes under fire from Hamas.
Their generals and their political leadership understand the security situation at each particular distribution site better than I do, or better than almost any American would, but I do trust them to do everything they can to try to alleviate any Hamas-imposed suffering on Gaza.
In the meantime, witnesses claim Israeli forces opened fire near two aid distribution sites. 10 people were killed. Israel says it is an outright lie. Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says the Fed was right not to lower interest rates this week, saying there are two main areas of concern.
What's happening with unemployment, basically, and what's happening with inflation. And right now, they don't see threats to unemployment, which is a good thing. And it's something Mr. Trump wants. He wants unemployment to stay low, and he wants that. And that the threats out there are more likely on the inflation side of things.
Former Congressman John Campbell of California interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Pew Research Center asking Americans about religious faith.
The latest poll finds a lot of us still identify as Christians. 41% say they are Protestants. However, the next largest faith group is those who have no faith. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion now account for 28% of the U.S. population. Rounding out the rest of the nation are Catholics at 19% and all other religions at 10%. People of no faith remain the fastest growing group in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll finds America's stance on abortion mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or in most cases, while one-third does not. Half of adults also say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. Vast majority of Americans continue to say the state should allow abortion in cases of rape or incest. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on efforts by both parties to redraw how Democrats are responding to red states that are redrawing their congressional lines to give themselves an advantage.
Republicans are working to redraw legislative maps in red states to give the GOP more of an advantage come midterm elections. Redrawing the U.S. House map in Texas at the urging of President Donald Trump could carve out as many as 5 new winnable seats for the GOP. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says he and the Democratic-controlled legislature will try to redraw his state's congressional map. Donna Warder, Washington.
Manhunt underway following a shooting in a Montana bar early Friday morning that left 4 people dead. U.S. Army says the man suspected in the shooting is a veteran who lived next door to the bar. His home was cleared by a SWAT team. More details at srnnews.com.